Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our New Testament reading today comes from the book of Acts in the New Testament. And here we just have little snapshots from the beginning of one man's life. This is a man by the name of Barnabas. And the first reading introduces us to him. There was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, Joseph, to whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He sold a field that belonged to him, then brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. In the next reading, we see Barnabas standing up for Paul when there was some wariness about this man and his history as a persecutor of the church. When Paul had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, brought him to the disciples, and described for them how on the road Paul had seen the Lord who had spoken to him, and how in Damascus Paul had spoken boldly in the name of the Lord. And then in the final reading, this is where Barnabas brings Paul down to Antioch, to the church there, to help. News of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion. And this is another description of Barnabas, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus. Believe it or not, we actually have a school today in Tarsus in Turkey. We were written into the Crimean War Treaty somehow, but we have a school there. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was for an entire year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Up to this point, they'd been called the people of the way. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. There's an old story about the devil. And the devil was having a garage sale. And all his tools were up for sale in this garage sale. And there were all the tools that we would expect. There was hatred, and there was envy and jealousy, and there was malice. All these tools were up for sale. But off in the corner, there was a wedge-shaped, sort of squirrely-looking tool. And somebody asked the devil, "What's that one off in the corner that has that very high price on it?" And the devil said, "Why, that's my tool of discouragement. With that tool, I can sort of dig into a man or a woman's mind and sort of bend them to my will. I use discouragement a lot. It's one of my favorites." Now, as the story unfolds, no one could really afford to buy that tool of discouragement. And the devil still has it to this very day. And this is a story, but we know there's a truth to it, don't we? We've all had times when we've been down, when we've been discouraged, and we get discouraged about all kinds of things. We get discouraged about the family, about the job, about our health, about the way life has turned out for us. That tool is in ready use. But, you know, we've had too much negative. We need the positive, right? We need encouragement. We need encouragement. And there's a person in the Bible who is sort of the encourager in chief. And we find him in the book of Acts, and his name is Barnabas. Barnabas. That's a name which actually means son of encouragement. And in the Bible, he is an encourager in the sense that he's one of these people who comes in alongside others to help, to strengthen, to sustain, and perhaps even to give a little extra push that people need to get on with it. He's an encourager, Barnabas. And I think as we discover more about this man, we'll find a challenge for our own lives in that we are called to be Barnabases, the sons and daughters of encouragement to other people. Now, let's just think about some examples from Barnabas's early life on how he was an encourager. And first of all, he's one of these people that helps others get a start in life. He's the one who gave St. Paul his first job. And you'll remember from the reading, Paul, when he was just starting out, the churches were kind of wary of him, because he had such a strong reputation as a persecutor. They didn't believe he had changed. But it's this man, Barnabas, who has faith in Paul. He has trust in Paul. And he stands up for him and brings him to the church in Antioch to help him with the work there. And he says to Paul, you know, there's a young church down in Antioch in Syria. I'm working there. Things are going very well. There are very good people, but it's too much for one man. I need help. Will you come down and help me? And at this point, Paul comes with Barnabas, really from obscurity onto the stage of world history and Christian history. Barnabas mentors Paul along the way. He helps him get established. And I think, you know, there's a lot when you're starting out in the ministry. Paul wasn't to have an easy life of it. We know he had shipwrecks, he had illness, that thorn in the flesh. He was jailed and beaten up. And, that wears you down. And it was from Barnabas that he was mentored to have the strength to face those things. He mentored this young man on the way in his ministry. And I think that's an example again for us, that it's our task, it's our calling to mentor others so that they will be there to help the church in their time. They'll be experienced. They'll be educated and trained to do it. I think most of you all know Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings and books like that, and there have been all kinds of movies based on that. And he and C.S. Lewis were actually very dedicated church people. Lewis was Protestant, Tolkien was Catholic, but they were very sincere practicing Christians. And they met as part of a group called the Inklings in a pub, and they would critique one another's work. And it was C.S. Lewis who encouraged Tolkien at a point when Tolkien was feeling very down with his writings. He didn't think he was going anyplace. And C.S. Lewis suggested that he try running some of his writings by some of the publishers, just to see what they would say. And Tolkien said, "It's to C.S. Lewis that I owe the debt of encouragement. It's to C.S. Lewis that I owe the debt of encouragement. He's the only one who put it in my head that my writings might be more than just a private hobby." Mentor, an encourager. And that's what Barnabas was. He mentored Paul when he was young. He gave him the kind of stamina, the kind of strength he would need in the years to come. You remember Tom Brokaw, the NBC News anchor? He's retired now. But he had a ranch out in Montana. And in his writings, he describes an event that took his breath away, something he was witness to. And it was the springtime of the year. It was a time of year when, the snow melts and the streams and rivers flow fast, and they take on that almost snow melt appearance. It's like a dirty white foam also, almost, that comes down the streams. And as he was standing watching the Boulder River in the snow melt stage, he saw some elk come up with their calves. And some of the elks started to cross with their calves, but this river was going fast. And some of those calves were having a terrible time swimming across. There's nice grass on the other side. That's what they're all going for. But some of the calves were having real problems managing. And one of them actually got swept away from the others and ended up, after a great deal of struggle, ended up on a sandbar on the wrong side of the river. The other elks were waiting on the other side. And this little one, the mother was encouraging it from afar. This little one was shaking, insecure. It tried once to swim, failed, came back, tried a second time, and came back. At this point, the mother on the other side came across again and over to the sandbar. She nuzzled the little one and then led that little one to another place where it was easier to ford the river. And Brokaw said that, witnessing that just took his breath away. And I think if we remember back, there have been people like that mother elk. There have been encouragers. There have been supporters who have helped us when we were scared, when we had no confidence, when we just had the stuffing knocked out of us, perhaps. There have been people like that mother elk who's come and taken us from that sandbar on the wrong side of the river over to where the grass and the feeding really is. Can you think of people like that in your own life? That's the way St. Paul was with Paul, an encourager. There's something else, too, about this man. He was an encourager not just to Paul, but to that church in Antioch, where people were first called Christian. And this was a church that was different from the Jerusalem church. In the Jerusalem church, you had pretty much Jewish people who were followers of Jesus. In Antioch, Syria, in the church there, it was different. You had Jewish people who were following Jesus, but you also had people becoming Christian from a pagan background. And you can imagine all the issues and difficulties that arise from bringing two different cultures together. But Barnabas rejoiced in the diversity. And through his encouragement, that church just became a rocket. And Paul helped on this. The Antioch church was the first integrated church we know of with people of different backgrounds. It's the first church that intentionally sent aid to starving people in another country. It's the first church that sent out missionaries to proclaim the gospel in other countries, sent them out intentionally. Before that, it was Christians who were persecuted who had to flee to other parts of the world. And they're the ones who were the Christian influence with others. But now you have a church intentionally sending people out. All through one person's encouragement, he helped that church become its best self. Today, Barnabas, I think, can be seen in the Leicester football team. I don't know if you follow English football at all, with soccer here. But the Leicester team has just been through a bit of difficulty. They lost their owner, and that's been in the news. But a couple of years ago, they were the team that couldn't win anything, everybody thought. The odds against them were something like 5,000 to 1 becoming the champions of English football. They had no high-priced players. They had players that had been spun off by other teams, people who couldn't make it elsewhere. Nobody thought this team would amount to anything. And they won the soccer championship, the football championship in England. And the coach said, you know, that he had never seen the kind of spirit that was in that team. We were all brothers, he said. And it was that spark, that unity of fellowship that Barnabas helped create in Antioch. It was that spark that made it such a groundbreaking church in the ancient world. Today, Barnabas is the patron saint of the island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean. He's still the patron saint of the city of Antioch in Syria. And I think, again, we are called to follow his example, to be sons and daughters of encouragement to other people, even today. And if we're the discouraged ones today, if we're the ones who are feeling down, it's good to remember that there are Barnabas out there, even in this congregation for us. And God is always a strength beyond our own. And so the question I would leave with you today is, are you willing this morning to be a Barnabas, to be a son or daughter of encouragement to someone else who may be feeling down? Think about that. Amen.